Friends, I welcome you to the most interesting subject, that is total quality management. This subject is so important that if you become expert in this total quality management, you can enhance your career, because quality is very important in our life. Quality of life also is very important. And once you become expert in this total quality management, then you can enhance your career, you can go ahead in your career, and then you can also help our country to become a developed country and really contribute to the progress of our country. So this total quality management, I am going to give you the complete details of this subject. Chapter number one is Welcome to the Wonderland of Quality. This is really wonderland, because so many interesting things are clubbed into this one subject, Wonderland of Quality. Friends, we always feel as consumers that we are indeed big losers, don't we? Why I say so? I will give few examples. Whenever we go to a hotel, or whenever we eat food in our own house also, lot of problems in food also, adulteration. Because of that, food poisoning happens. Recently, I had gone to Gujarat, where I went into a hotel, and there one special thali was given. But afterwards, I was having food poisoning, and I was down for 3 days in the Gujarat. So adulteration in food. Then premature failure of electronic, automotive components. Day in and day out, we are facing these problems. Late starting, late arrival of trains and airplanes, passengers' luggage misplaced or lost. When I was in Germany in 1990, the total luggage which was supposed to come in time, it was misplaced. And I was having one small bag where my sweaters, etc. were not there. And I really suffered for 3 days in Germany in the month of December. So it was a horrible situation actually. So passengers' luggage misplaced, lost by an airline. Then poor education level. You know, you may have heard that children of 6th standard are not able to read a book of 2nd standard. The people who become BE, mechanical, electrical, they are not able to work in the factory. They are not able to perform. Poor education level in spite of high expenditure from the parents. Then corruption resulting into premature failure of new constructions, roads. Then you see everywhere zero traffic discipline. When I was in London, there everybody was following the discipline that unless that green light comes, nobody will cross the road. But here you can see day in and day out we have zero traffic discipline. Late deliveries by courier services, transporters, transit damages, inconsistent, good and bad workmanship, poor service by almost every supplier, vendor, shopkeeper, purchased product found damaged, broken. Horrible, isn't it? If on the scale of 1 to 100, level of good quality is considered as 100, we might be less than 5. Aren't we? So, I always feel that you young students, this situation has to be totally improved, and as the students of management, you only have to get it done. As far as possible, we did it in my career. Yes, but totality, the situation is not yet improved. This situation has to be totally improved. And as the students of management, You only have to get it done. You only have to get it done. So I will start with total quality management definitions. Quality is defined as degree to which a set of inherent characteristics. What is inherent? That means it is naturally there inside it. That is inherent characteristic. So every product, every service has inherent characteristics. But are they fulfilling the customer requirements? If a set of inherent characteristics are completely fulfilling the customer requirements, then I say, yes, product is of good quality, service is of good quality, and customer is happy. So quality is defined as degree to which a set of inherent characteristics, that means characteristics which are there in that product, in that service, they fulfill all customer requirements. Then only I say that yes, you have a product of quality, you have the service of quality, then only I can see. If customer says that I am not happy because my requirements are not fulfilled. Okay, your product is very, very beautiful, it is shining, but it is not fulfilling the customer requirements, what is the use? If it is not fulfilling customer requirements, if your service is not fulfilling customer requirements, customer is unhappy about it, then it is not quality. There are many earlier definitions of quality. Fitness for use, which actually I don't agree fully. But okay, one big man had said that quality is fitness for use. Then somebody says conformance to the specifications. Specify, let us say specification is 9 millimeter plus minus 0.1. Okay, I am completely conforming to the specifications, then it is a good quality. Here also I don't agree fully. Then somebody said value for price paid. Somebody said excellence, that is better than a minimum standard. That means minimum standard, suppose in a hotel, minimum standard is that cleanliness. Something is more than that, something is better than that, I say it is good quality. Here also I am not fully agreeing. So all of these definitions also give some good idea about what quality must be. But actually the real quality here is quality is defined as degree to which a set of inherent characteristics fulfills customer requirements. And that is the real definition of quality. Requirement, I say whenever I say requirement, customer requirement means need or expectation of the customer that is stated. Customer has stated something that I want this, Baba, I want this. That means my bed sheet should be of white color, it's pure white. Okay, he has said that. Then that is the expectation. Then generally implied, some expectations are implied. That means understood, indirectly told, expressed, Baba, it is required. He has not told. It is implied. That is also requirement. And obligatory. Obligatory means statutory, compulsory. So these requirements, customer has stated or he has not stated but implied. And they are obligatory also. If these requirements are fulfilled by your product, by your service, then I say, it is good quality. The term quality can be used with adjectives such as poor quality, good quality, excellent quality. And as I earlier said, inherent means existing in something, in that product, this is the product, and it is something is existing in that as a permanent characteristics of that, I say inherent. So, the set of inherent characteristics are fulfilling the customer requirement completely, fully, then I say it is good quality. Customer, now Always I say customer, customer, consumer, like that. What is the meaning of customer? Customer is defined as organization or a person that receives a product. A person that receives a service. Now I am standing here giving a lecture. I am getting very good service from my camera person. So that is, I am very happy about it. Because in this hall, AC is there, camera is very good, laptop is very good. So everything is good. So I am happy. I am happy giving the lecture. So I am the external customer for that particular company for which I am giving this lecture. So I am external customer. So what is external customer? Can be categorized as current customer, prospective customer. That means it is not current customer, it is future customer, may become potential customer. And lost customer. Lost means because of my bad quality, because of my bad service, I have lost customer. What is bad service? I am going to explain afterwards. But because of my bad product, because of my bad service, customer requirements are not getting fulfilled at all, then I lose my customers. So external customers are current, whom we have to maintain, whom we have to retain, prospective customer, which we have to get, add, and we should not lose any customers. And for that, what I have to do? I have to produce a product. I have to give a service which fulfills all the customer requirements. Then I will not lose any customer. I will be adding customers, prospective customers, and I will not lose current customers. I will retain my current customers. For that, what is the solution? And only solution is quality. Customer satisfaction. When I get the customer and I don't want to lose him, then what is required is customer satisfaction. Customer satisfaction is defined as customer's perception. How he perceives the quality. Suppose your product is of very good quality as per your opinion, but customer's perception of that degree to which customer's requirements have been fulfilled, then only customer gets satisfied. If your product, if your service is not satisfying the customer, is not fulfilling the requirements, then customer will not be satisfied. So customer satisfaction is defined as customer's perception of the degree to which customer's requirement have been fulfilled. What is quality? Quality is inherent characteristics fulfill the customer's requirements. And once you fulfill customer's requirements, then customer gets satisfied. So customer satisfaction is defined as customer's perception of the degree to which customer's requirements have been fulfilled. For example, one of our friends was planning to buy a sports car. An expert in this field advised my friend to buy the Fortuner, because those days Fortuner was very good manufacturing quality, fit and finish, a competitive price advantage over other models, and being better than a minimum standard. Good quality, good manufacturing quality, everything very good, consumption, everything was good. But my friend did not buy the Fortuner. Now you say, why? Was Fortuner not fulfilling the customer requirements? Yes, because the Fortuner was not available in the market immediately. It was available after 3 months. But my friend, who is a merchant navy guy, is a captain, he wanted to buy the car before going on his voyage. Because once he goes on voyage, he doesn't return in less than 4 months. Then he also felt that running cost of the Fortuner would be higher than normal, and after sales service of Fortuner might not be as good as required. Look, Fortuner is the very good quality as far as the consumption, look, everything. Fit and finish, competitive price, but still, customer's perception. Did it say that it is of good quality? No, because Fortuner was not available in the market immediately. It was available only after 3 months. Then, running cost of the Fortuner. Then, sales service, after sales service, might not be as good. That was his perception. So, what is customer satisfaction? When customer will buy your product or buy your service? If his requirements are getting fulfilled, then only he will become satisfied. Please understand. So, the definition of quality, customer's perception of the degree to which the customer's requirements have been fulfilled, gives the perfect perspective of the matter. Very, very clear. Now, though quality is an abstract perception, it has a quantitative measure also. Q is equal to P upon E. What is P? P is the performance as measured by manufacturer. Performance as measured by manufacturer. So, Q is equal to performance upon expectation of the customer. Look, quality is not only performance as measured by manufacturer, because manufacturer will say, my performance is very good, everything is very good. Customer will buy that product? May not, because his expectations are different. He has more and more expectations from the product. He has more and more expectations from the service. And then, if expectations are more, quality becomes less. That means quality is not only performance. Quality is also inversely proportional to the expectations of the customer. That is important. So understand this. We have to produce the product or service in such a way that performance also is very good and it fulfills the expectations of the customer. All expectations of the customers, if you fulfill, your perceptions becomes better, and then you are getting satisfied as a customer. So it means better the performance, better is the quality. It is inversely proportional to the expectations. More the expectations, perceived quality becomes less. Perceived quality. Quality is not only performance. Quality is not only look. Everything depends upon customer's perception of the product. Customer's perception of the service. Now, quality objectives. I will be talking about quality objectives afterwards also. What is quality objective? My objective, something sought or aimed for, which I have to create my quality objectives, that I have to satisfy the customer. I have to make such a quality that perception of the customer is better. Then when I write down my objectives, that how I will really aim for that quality, which is very good in the eyes of the customer. Quality objectives are generally specified for relevant functions of the product or functions of the service, and levels in the organization. That means various levels of the organization, they have their quality objectives, so that ultimately whatever is the vision of the organization, whatever is the mission of the organization, gets completed by quality objectives, relevant functions and levels in the organizations are writing down and following up. Quality objectives, I will be talking in detail afterwards. Quality has to be inbuilt into the product. Inbuilt. Quality is not that is end of the pipe approach. Quality has to be built in the product right from the design, right from the first step of the manufacturing. It has to be inbuilt into the product. It is not, quality is not the product sorted out after it becomes ready for customers, dispatch. We suppose sort out the good and bad quality. It is not quality. Quality has to be inbuilt into the product at every stage, right from conception, right from design onwards, from conceiving, specification and design stages, to prototyping, testing and manufacturing. From beginning to the end, quality has to be inbuilt into the product. Please understand, in the 50 years back, people were considering that once you make the product, we will sort out good and bad products, and then good products are considered as of good quality. No, I will not sort out anything. I will get everything 100% okay. Quality has to be inbuilt into the product at every stage. And no, quality and reliability. Quality is good, but reliability is not good. Reliability is defined as probability and capability of components, equipment, products and systems to perform in the requirement, their required function for desired period of time without failure. If I buy a TV, suppose it fails within 3 days, it is not considered as reliable. For desired period of time, I expect that the TV which is bought by me, at least for 5-6 years should run without any problem. If more, that is also good. And in specified environments, it should be okay in Pune, it should be okay in Delhi, it should be okay in Kashmir also, everywhere it should be okay in specified environment and with a desired confidence. If I buy a car, I have a confidence that even if you go for 1,000 kilometers, it will not fail. Reliability. That means from one failure to the another failure, the distance or the interval should be so large that I have confidence that it will not fail. I have confidence once I purchase a Maruti car, I know that even if I drive for 1,000 kilometers, nothing will happen to it. So that is reliability. And effects of poor quality. What is poor quality? Low customer satisfaction. Poor brand image. Very, very good. Poor brand image. Low productivity. Why low productivity? Because scrap and repair will be more. Production will be affected. Sale will be affected, profit will be affected, low morale of the workforce because people will be very unhappy because sale is less, profitability is less. More rework, more material and labor cost, high inspection cost because everywhere 100% sorting, then lot of scrap, lot of rework. Delay in shipping, delay in delivery, customer is very unhappy. Delay in shipping, high repair cost, we are not happy. Higher inventory cost, because it is not moving, material is not moving. Quality assurance is simply rejecting everything. Then greater waste of material. In our company, it so happened that this identification on the component was wrongly done for thousands of components. then company has to throw away all these 1,000 components. Because the identification on that component was wrongly done. Waste of material. So effect of poor quality. And if I maintain the quality. What is quality? Quality means whatever characteristics are there in my product are fulfilling the customer requirements. Then higher customer satisfaction, resulting into good brand image. Reliable products, that is reliability, I have explained already. Products are reliable, services are reliable, better efficiency of operations. What is efficiency? That in 8 hours, operator makes 1,400 parts. And if he makes 1,500 parts, I say the efficiency of that operator is very good. It's more than 100%. And then it helps the company's productivity. It helps the company's profitability. Then more productivity and profitability, better morale of workforce, less wastage costs. So that is the benefit of quality. So I was explaining everything about quality. Less inspection cost, of course, because I don't have to inspect it. Improved process, because improved process only produces the quality. More market share, spread of happiness and prosperity, better quality of life for all, not only workers, for managers. Generally, customers are often willing to pay more for or wait for delivery of products also. Yes, we should not make customer to wait. But if the guaranteed quality is there, customer may wait also. Customer may wait also. But customers are often willing to pay more. If he gets guaranteed quality, if the quality of the product or quality of service is going to fulfill all his requirements, if I ask him to pay more, he will readily pay. Because all my processes are value-adding. There is no process which is non-value-adding. So customer is ready to pay more even. I want, suppose I say, I will give you the product. Instead of 3 months, I will give you within 3 days. Customer will pay more for that also. He will be so happy that even he is ready to pay more. Now, I will come to the one very, very important subject, that is quality cost. What is quality cost? Is the cost of bad quality of product. Suppose I make 20% parts of bad quality. So, scrap is there. That's the material has to be rejected and thrown out. Repair, rework has to be done. So, quality cost. That means, if I make 100% good quality, there is no quality cost. What Crosby has said, quality is free. Because if I make good quality, I don't have quality cost at all. If the quality cost is the cost of bad quality of product and services that rebounds to the manufacturer, it adds to the other cost in design, purchase, production, sales, service, quality cost in all departments can be measured, programmed, budgeted. It's a very important thing, quality cost. Quality cost consists of external failure cost. What is external failure cost? If I supply the parts to the customer and customer says, oh, it's bad, he returns all the goods. In my opinion, this is a very, very bad thing. As far as the quality assurance man, I was a quality assurance person. And if somebody returns my goods, which I have produced, it was nightmare for me. So external failure costs are return goods, warranty, service, etc. Internal failure costs, rework, more and more rework. And if I rework, quality will become worse again. Because reworked part can't be as good as the original quality. Then appraisal cost, that is inspection cost, then prevention cost associated with design, sales, purchase. They have to add, you know, factor of safety. Everybody gets problem. So external failure cost, internal failure cost, appraisal cost, prevention cost. And if I am able to reduce this quality cost to zero, then I say quality is free. Because I don't have to do all these things, simply produce and deliver to the customer. And customer will pay for that and is happy. He will never go away from me. So quality cost is so important. And then consistency. In case of Six Sigma, I have already told in my earlier lectures that process should be consistent. It must guarantee consistency in delivery. It must guarantee consistency in service. It must give me guarantee in consistency in quality. So now, up till now, I have given all the information about quality. Henceforth also I will give the information about quality. But now I will start with my subject of total quality management, TQM. Evolution of TQM started with craftsmanship. What is craftsmanship? It prevailed from early civilization to industrial revolution. Quality was ensured by individual craftsman, worker, expert worker. Quality was ensured. I was dependent on a craftsman for his part of work. Even now, if I have to make furniture, I have to depend upon the Rajasthani worker. If he is not available, then I have to simply look at the sky. I am dependent on craftsman for doing the various crafts on my furniture. So earlier, quality was ensured by individual craftsman for his or her part of work. The reputation of craftsmanship was the major governing factor for quality. As I said, reputation of Rajasthani craftsman, even now it exists. His reputation, major governing factor for quality of my furniture. So, in the olden days, craftsmanship was the main thing for quality. Then what happened? Supervisor's control. Supervisor's control means worker is producing the quality, but supervisor is guaranteeing that he does the work properly. So supervisor's control. This era started post-industrial revolution, then 1750 onwards. Predominantly post-evolution of concept of mass production. Supervisors were generally picked from workers. In our Bosch, I was working in Bosch, you know. There, we promoted our senior workers to supervisor. Supervisors were generally picked up from workers, preferably senior workers. They had thorough knowledge of and skill about the product and process. They were directly responsible for controlling the product quality. Yes. In my earlier career, craftsmanship, supervisor's control was important. Then inspection. That means you produce everything, then inspection people will be sorting out good parts, bad parts. Identifying non-conformities, then salvaging whatever they are rejecting or they are putting away as non-conformity, we were salvaging it, repairing it, polishing it, all that we were doing. And then end of pipe approach. End of pipe means in the pipe, at the end of pipe, water comes or oil will come out. Then I will look at that oil and try to do repairs if it is not good. End justifies means. That means do all wrong things. Whatever comes out, then I sort out good and bad. Then I say, okay, whatever I am doing is correct. I am doing sorting out. Good things are supplied to customer. Bad things are salvaged. So that was called as end of pipe approach. And I was happy that whatever I do, is very good. As long as 80% parts are good, 20% parts are bad, it was my daily routine. 80% parts are good, sometimes 70% parts are good, and then I'm happy, whatever I'm doing. That is called as end justifies means. That was the inspection. Afterwards, what happened? Quality control. Process performance, that is SPC. Then quality planning, I will explain this afterwards. Statistical tools, control instrumentation, this we started. And actually, in my career also, slowly these things started coming. Quality assurance, we started making quality manuals. We started system development and ISO certification. I was the first person to bring ISO 9001 in our company. Then quality costs, then documentation, all where we started doing, and then we got not only ISO 9001, but also QS 9000. We got in our company. First company to become QS 9000.